Now let's jump ahead again to your time during the war and you were going to college. I have several questions about that time in your life. The first is, what do you remember about rationing during the war?
I don't remember that much about it because we had been so poor that we almost rationed ourselves. But I remember, among other things, you know, I never got to eat a piece of steak until I was taken out to dinner during my junior year in college by a guy who was a serviceman who had met me and, you know, taking me out to a restaurant. And I saw that big piece of meat, and I pushed my plate in the middle of the table because I thought it was for both of us. And he giggled. He teased me about it. You know, I think of that. I think of that many times now. But hey, I never had steak. I didn't. You know, we had smoked shoulder. We didn't have ham. My mother knew how to make marvelous soup. She could take a bone and make all kinds of things. She was a marvelous cook, and it made, you know. You don't miss what you haven't had, and mother made good rolls, and she was a good cook, and could have made a good living for herself, cooking for somebody out in Long Meadow, but she was insistent on staying home for two reasons: to see that I was well cared, and she knew if she worked, that my daddy, who was kind of handsome, and had, you know, had a lot of interesting ladies before he married her, that if she didn't keep him busy work, keeping his nose to the grindstone, he would find other things to do. Mama refused. She was an expert laundress. She refused to do any kind of work outside, so that he'd have to take care of us, and he did. And eventually, my daddy was influenced by the people at St. John's Church, particularly Reverend Heacock. And when my daddy passed away, he was the senior deacon at St. John's. And my husband was the senior deacon there when he passed away. It's amazing the people who make a change in your life. And it did. He calmed down. But he was handsome, and the ladies had chased him, and he thought that was, you know. But he also knew that I was watching him, too. And daddy, my daddy loved me. And I remember one time, I saw my father cry twice. I saw him cry when I was about, I guess was in my early teens. He was, he worked for an electrotype company on Worthington Street. And
did you say, what kind of company?
It was electrotype. I don't know what
electrotype,
it was, but it was, you know. And he was really very smart at stuff. You know, he didn't have a lot of formal education, but he was very good. And when his company became unionized, they would have had to triple his salary. He didn't realize it, but he was working for much less than the other workers were making. And of course, when they became unionized, he would find out what he wasn't making. And so they made him angry, and daddy had a temper. And he used some curse words, and they fired him on the spot. That was the first time I saw my dad cry when he came home. But he went out the very next morning and found a job working for what was then the Third National Bank for $18.75 a week. And my mother made that $18.75 support us.
What year was that? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't remember exactly. I think I might have been, 12, 13, I don't know. I don't remember what the year. But I remember Mama made, so we knew all, I had all kinds of soups and stews and things. And we, you know, you didn't have roast beef, you didn't have, and my mother knew how to make, she made all kinds of goodies out of nothing, almost. So we, that's why when I got to college and I got that steak dinner, I didn't know what to do with a steak. I hadn't seen that much meat on my plate ever. and you know what? We laughed a lot. I learned from my mama that a good joke, you know, laughter will cure a lot of stuff. And I tried that in class too. I had teaching my students, I didn't take them seriously. I didn't take myself that seriously. You can't. You know. I was also blessed to be a teacher. I loved what I did. And my kids know it.
I'm going to ask you about your teaching toward the end of this interview, mm-hmm. because you said some interesting things to me on the telephone yesterday.
Mm-hmm.